We are live.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. This is episode 12 of Fenway Faithful. As usual, it's Dave, and right next to me, Moses Mania. What's going on, Mo? How are you?
What's up, guys? This is another episode of Fenway Faithful Sports, and we're week into the season, Dave.
Yeah. It's been a long fucking week, Mo. I'll tell you that, man.
We started hot,
but not really. It's not exactly the start that we've wanted. And we're going against the Yankees tonight. We have won two of our last games, so that's kind of been a little bit of a step in the right path. But we're playing the Yankees tonight, and this is really where we're going to test our strengths. So I'm hoping for a good outcome tonight and for the series at that.
No, I agree. You know, tonight is 3-4. Hey, 3-4 isn't the worst start, but it's not the best start, right? And tonight we did see Weber's on the mound, Montgomery on the mound for the Yankees, Weber on the mound for the Red Sox. Games at 7 tonight in New York. The Yankees have a little rough time, though. And they had two games, and they're off, and they played. And they also have they're 4-1, and two of their games have not gone past the sixth inning due to weather. So they kind of got blessed early on. And, Weber, I feel Weber's going to have a good outing tonight. He got touched up a little bit by the Orioles over the weekend, last weekend. And I feel good about this guy, Weber. So I just think he had a rough start. But after Eovaldi last week, everybody had a rough start.
Absolutely. I mean, guys, remember, it is a 60-game season, and we're only two games behind, you know. Red Sox are 3-4. Yankees are 4-1. The AL East, it's going to be a competitive season, but, you know, we got to be optimistic here. I know we want to sit here and talk shit and bash the Yankees, but there's still plenty of baseball to play. We just got to keep our heads up and just basically make the adjustments where they need to be made. I don't know if you've seen, but, you know, there's been some experiments going on in the outfield. Verdugo has been in and out the last couple of games. So what do you think about that as far as our outfield strengths go?
Well, you know he's going to get outfield this year because of the fact that it's a 60-game season. And right now I like what I see out of Verdugo. He's getting on base. He's getting hits. He has a good energy. You know, obviously he's no Mookie, but we knew that from the jump, right? We knew what we were getting. I like it a lot. He's an all-around the outfield player. I like it. I see him going deep this week in a Yankee Stadium. Maybe because it's Yankee Stadium, he's a lefty. I feel it coming. But so far, I love it. I love his energy and what he brings. I mean, how do you feel about him? You watch him with me. How do you feel?
I mean, you know, I like his style. I like what he brings to the clubhouse. It's a fresh look. You can see he really feels comfortable around his new teammates. And he's definitely wanted to earn that spot. So I like his motivation. I like his ambition. I'm all for it. And I think that the skipper's really starting to attract to him. And I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of him out in the outfield. But one thing I wanted to talk about is let's talk about, you know, our guys that are hot at the plate right now. We got Rafi leading with 5 runs and tying with Christian Vasquez. But, you know, Vasquez, he has 4 home runs already. Yeah. So, man, 4 home runs and 8 RBIs. I'm loving it. So,
Devers seems to play more. He's striking out a lot right now. But, yeah, I'm loving that he's getting on base and scoring when he does it on base.
Well, we also remember, we also Lucroy was dropped earlier this week.
Yeah, Renicki, that move was going to come. Renicki wanted to see what he was. So, like the outfield, and obviously we're 3-4, and you know the pitching situation. Renicki tried a lot of different things first time around, and he spoke about it last night. And said, yeah, I tried it early because get it out the way. Let's see what we got. And Lucroy was dropped for Chris Mazza, who is going to be a big help. I think he's a good starting pitcher. He's a good long reliever. So I can't wait to see him come up and pitch. But Lucroy was dropped 2 days ago.
Yeah, and I think if I'm not mistaken, we brought up a pitcher for him.
Chris Mazza.
Yes. So, you know, that's another thing that I also wanted to talk about. we've seen our weaknesses and we've seen our strengths in pitching. You know, you see Eovaldi go out there. He has two wins under his belt, if I'm not mistaken. So, like I said, strengths and weaknesses going back and forth. And I think Roenicke is—he's going through that right now. So it's a healthy thing. We're not always, but you know, be on the top of the scoreboard, but it's an adjustment.
No, yeah, and you know what? I like Roenicke. You know, there wasn't a spring training. He said, "Look, I gotta find the pitcher, right? The chances be Eovaldi and Perez, and we got Erod back. He has to find a way to get everybody involved. And if he's gonna do it early in the year, do it now." I don't want to see it in game 40 or game 50 of a 60-game season.
Yeah, yeah, no, I completely agree. And, I mean, when you look across, you know, the world of baseball and you see all these other teams and how
– they're all doing it.
They're just how much they're kicking ass. You know, look at the Dodgers. Like, these guys are out there slaying it, you know.
The problem they had with the pitch in the first round, obviously it was fucking dog shit. But the problem and the Sox also had was the offense didn't do much against the Orioles, you know. They didn't. So I think it was a mixture of not that many ABs in spring training, but at the same time, the pitching, when you're down 6-0 and there's no fans, which we just talked about how it takes energy out of it, it's hard to get into it. It's hard to have that energy of a leadoff double. You're down 4 against a bad team and the fans are going crazy to a leadoff double against a bad team, but there's nobody in the fans. I feel like that series against the Orioles, a leadoff double, to lead off an inning against a bad team, and you're pressing. You're playing press baseball. Like, oh, we got to beat this team. They're bad. It's only 60 games. They just got to play loose. And I think the last 2 days in New York against the Mets, we saw a looser team, a more relaxed team. The bullpen looked better. Workman looks like he's coming around. Same thing with Barnes. Hempry's been the brightest part, I think, of the bullpen so far. And his 3 appearances, no runs. He got out of it. So I think we're starting to see it. I think we're starting to see the rust come off. They're getting into a groove. But Dave, the lineup was just announced for the Red Sox going against the Yankees today on July 31st. Here we go. Are you ready for it?
Let's do it.
All right. Leading off, playing right field, is Kevin Pillar. He's been a very good pickup for us. Batting second in the DH spot, J.D. Martinez. We'll touch on that in just a few. Batting third, our boy Rafi Devers, playing third base.
Rafi scoops.
Batting fourth, Xander Bogaerts at shortstop.
Bogey.
Stay hot in the fifth hole, Christian Vasquez. Coming off a multi-home run game last night. I think he's going to burn New York down this week with all the power he's been doing. Batting sits. We just talked about him. Verdugo. I feel it coming tonight, Dave. If he hits it tonight, I might buy his jersey.
Honestly, I might have to invest in that with you. I need some new gear since our boy Mookie left.
I know you do. Batting seventh at first, we got Michael Chavez. And batting eighth, we got Jackie Bradley Jr. And then batting ninth, we have Jose Peraza.
That's pretty solid for me, if you ask.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Why don't you read off our sponsor real fast?
Oh, let's do it. So, I mean, in the meantime, I'm happy about that that lineup. Good approach against the Yankees. So, you know, 7:00, we'll be tuning in and getting ready to watch this game.
That's it. So I'm sorry, I dropped my headphones there, Dave.
No worries.
Sponsor coming out, wickedpissa.com, the freshest gear. We were just talking about gear. Yeah, we might get a Verdugo jersey, but at the same time, you got to get some wickedpissa.com gear. It's the freshest shit out. We got ours. And guys, we're working on a shirt and many more things with it.
That's right. That's right. Why don't you tell them that – that discount code there.
Discount code is real simple. It's FFS15. Save some money. Have some wicked gear at wickedpissa.com.
That's right. And if you want to go on Instagram and check them out, see some of the items they have there, it's at @WPFNA. Go check them out, guys. Wickedpissa.com.
That's it. But anyway, so, back to the lineup. Pillar, man, another big pickup. I really liked him. over the weekend.
Listen, you know, we talked about this in the beginning with Kevin Pillar being added. It's definitely a strength for us, man. Guy's got a nice bat. He's been doing what he can to add, you know, to the team. And I'm all for it. And I think we're gonna start to see things develop a lot more from him.
I agree. I definitely agree there. And I think we're going to see him at the top of the lineup. He was hitting fifth, then he was hitting seventh. Now he's in the leadoff spot. And he just looks comfortable, man. I love how comfortable he looks playing with this team right now. I don't know if it's a quarantine or he's just a gamer, but he really looks comfortable doing what he's doing.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, right now, you know, it's kind of a weird feeling for a lot of these players. You know, I think, I mean, me personally, just as a fan, one, having these empty stadiums, you know, especially like tonight, you know, it's a rival game. You're not going to have fans there. Like, I don't give a shit about these, like, pre-recorded sounds. That does nothing for me. You know what I mean? Like, so do I think that it affects players in some ways? Maybe. I don't know. I've never played on a big league stage.
I think it does.
You know? But, I mean, when you're tied 3-3, bottom of the ninth, and it's fucking crickets in the stadium, it's got to be weird, man.
I think it affects them big time. I think it makes them focus on the little things way too much. There's no distractions for the players. So, like I talked about earlier, like if you're down against the Orioles, who you should be beating, and you're just pressing to play better and win, it's just harder. It's harder for them. I don't know how to really.
I mean, I can kind of see that they're maybe a little comfortable. You see a lot of these guys, they're joking around, they're smiling, they're in a good mood. But I think the essence of having the fans at your back and supporting you, and, you know, I think that plays a huge role. So it'd be good. Like, I wish we could hear from like a big leaguer and he can, like, how does it affect you? You know, does it get into your head? Does it hit your confidence level? Does it make you nervous? Do you feel like you're not appreciated? I don't know. These are just thoughts that I'm just spitting out.
Yeah. And, sure.
I mean, I, you know, hats off to these guys for going out there and, you know, giving the best they can. But I'm, like I said, I want to see how that's going to go tonight with the Yankees and the Red Sox. And across the board, too. So, you know.
I do, too. Crazy. So, cannot go by Yankee Stadium tonight. It's very weird.
Yeah.
The whole thing. I looked into, like, the bars. No bars are allowed to do any curbside. Nothing by Yankee Stadium.
Really?
Same with Citi Field. I was in Citi Field yesterday. I had some time. I was like, I'm going to go down and maybe, you know, watch it at a bar. I know a few places by Citi Field with the outdoor seating and nothing. So it's crazy around here. You can't. I'm still trying to find out about Yaki and down by Fenway. Like, is there outside open? What can we do? What we can't do? And that's what makes it difficult right now. But around the league has been interesting. I tell you one thing around the league that is very interesting. It don't matter if there's fans in the crowd or not. Joe Kelly Fight Club is in L.A., and he was in Houston the past few days.
Listen, man.
Started some shit in Houston, and I hope with the money we're going to save, not sign him back, Mookie, they sign him back, because shout out to him fucking throwing at the Correa from the Astros.
I'm so happy you brought this up. And first of all, I want to commend our boy Joe Fisticuffs for going out there. And here's the thing, okay? Joe Kelly wasn't even a Dodger in 2017, but he took it upon himself to carry his shoulders on his teammates on his shoulders and face these fucking Astros and tell them, you know what, man? You guys ain't coming in here and acting like shit didn't happen. All right? Right. I think he behaved himself in a great manner. He didn't hit anybody, but he let them know, hey, I'm right fucking here. You know what I mean? And listen, we all know that Joe Kelly's a fighter. He's not a guy to fucking, you know, to eat shit. He'll let you know he's there. But what I do not agree with is the bullshit fucking man fraud giving my boy 8-game suspension and then suspending Dave Roberts for one game. For what? For making some faces? Come on.
Unbelievable. I mean.
And then these fucking Astros players, who more than half of them are still there, do not get penalized one fucking minute or one inning for cheating the entire world out of a World Series. I think it's bullshit. As you guys can see, I don't really get emotional, but this one pissed me the fuck off.
And you know what? What pisses me off the most about this? 2017, Yankees were caught cheating. They don't talk about it. They're hiding that right now. They're hiding everything. And to me, it's just so much bullshit going on. Like, why are we hiding these cheaters and protecting these cheaters? And I do believe now, we're looking into this, we're going to see 10 years, 20 years from now, the documentary is going to come out how 2017 was the year of the cheater. The Astros cheated. The fucking Yankees cheated. They tried getting the Red Sox on it. They got fucking found not guilty. I mean, who's next? Who's going to be the next team up on that scandal?
Listen, right? Here,
do something about it. Manfred really has to fucking do something on it. He's a piece of shit.
It's ridiculous. Listen, I don't ever stand up for Yankee players, but I will say credit is due where it's credit is given where it's due. The fact that Altuve won that fucking MVP and Judge just stood there like,
No, just Judge cheated at year two, so I don't give a fuck.
I'm more focused on the actions of the Astros.
Why? Because they won? If the Yankees would have won that year, it'd be different. They both cheated.
Regardless, I think that Judge deserved that MVP more than Altuve, that's for sure.
No, they're both cheaters. I think the MVP is a fucking hoax that you're obviously has an asterisk next to it. But yeah.
All right. Listen, at the end of the day, I think we can both agree that the Astros are just this bullshit, what's happening right now with them and the way that the MLB is handling this. And I think that it needs to be brought to light and Manfred needs to fucking face the facts, man. It's ridiculous. And I never thought I would say this. And now I'm starting to agree with Ray. We had him earlier on this season, guys. I believe that was episode 2. I'm at a point now that if I don't start to see shit changing, I don't want to watch fucking baseball anymore.
Yeah, it's getting
getting to that point. I love my Red Sox. I love the game, but I can't stand by and watch this commissioner rob fans of the enjoyment and not provide justice to where it needs to go.
Right, and for what? The market they're in? I mean, that's not fair. That's not fair. You know, the Dodgers are a big market, and so are the Red Sox. And you took away a draft pick from the Red Sox, and you're fucking the Dodgers over in 2017. I mean, think about it. You should have had a defending champ in 2018 play the best team in baseball in the last 20 years, and they fucked that up. Just like right now, baseball should have been back. We had this narcissism. Baseball should have been back fucking Memorial Day, not fucking end of July. So Manfred can go fuck himself. You know, and yeah, guys, this is a Red Sox podcast. We're talking Red Sox, but this is about baseball also. We're baseball lovers too. We're not the typical Red Sox biased fucking podcast, and we're not the typical Red Sox we're going to bash our team podcast. We think our team's the best team in the league, and we love this game they play in. So we go hand in hand with it. That's the fuck we do.
Agreed. So, Mo, I want to close out with something that I think a lot of fans – And I don't mean you didn't even talk about this yet. I want to close out with something that I think a lot of fans have in the back of their mind. With obviously, there's been, what, 3 different games canceled this week? Or 3 or 4? Since Sunday and Monday. Because multiple players are coming out and have been tested positive for COVID-19. Now, this is like a domino effect. You know, you got one guy in the Marlins clubhouse. I think it was like 12 guys that tested positive. So then the Phillies game was canceled. But that is going to trickle down to clubhouse to clubhouse. You know what I mean? It's like if I go to your house and you have a guest, it's – I personally, I don't want to think about it. But I am starting to think that there may be a small chance that this shit is going to get out of hand. And we might lose the fucking season.
Yeah, no. And then already they made the drastic decision say double headers will be 7-inning games. I don't understand who came up with that. I don't know how the players union.
What is this fucking middle school?
Make that decision off the bat, but it's going to be 7 innings. So any team that missed against the Marlins, like the Yankees, the Orioles, their games will be doubleheaders and 7-inning games.
I'm over this shit, man. I know we're dealing with something out of the ordinary. I understand that. But all these changes and all these rules. All right, so you're shoring up the baseball season. Now you're shoring up the games. This ain't fucking middle school. This ain't Babe Ruth League.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, honestly, how it is. Like, it took them 4 months to start the season with the Players Association.
I honestly
make this decision, and I don't follow it. I don't agree with it neither. Because
I mean, listen, it's kind of tough when it's not in our hands. You know, all we can do is critique. So I'm sure that there are a lot of tough decisions to be made. I think my frustration is just coming from not knowing really what the fuck's going to happen. There's no certainty at all right now. Well, we can enjoy this weekend and boom, middle of next week. MLB commissioner has decided to suspend all baseball operations.
I agree. So, you know, we just got to really take it at what it is right now. And we just got to focus on the Red Sox beating the Yankees. And everybody stay safe. You wash your hands, you wear your mask, and follow the protocol. The problem is we're in a country where we're free, and we don't really believe in the protocols of what the fuck goes on in this country. And there's many things we're not going to get into because we don't talk about other bullshit on this show other than Red Sox baseball and baseball and sports in general. But
agreed.
We'll drop it at that. And it's just a lot of bullshit in the world, guys. And even this thing is kind of bullshit with the Marlins and everything. I think the one guy who tested positive was a fucking janitor, I heard somewhere. So take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Guys, you know, just continue to, you know, practice your social distancing and just be optimistic, and let's just hope that everything continues the way it should, that the Red Sox stay healthy. You know what? That everybody in the MLB stays healthy, because the last thing that I want to wake up to is that baseball's canceled. Yeah. So, like I said, take it with a grain of salt. Let's stay healthy. Let's focus on the good things and not the bad things.
And let's beat the fucking Yankees tonight. Let's just go out there and smoke them.
That's right.
Hit 3 home runs tonight.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I hope it's going to go 315 feet, a foot over the fucking wall.
Taking them dead fucking center, baby. Let's go.
Let's leave New York in first place and have all these fucking Yankee fans crying. So next week, we're going to have one on it. You guys only beat us. No, we beat you because you guys suck. Fuck you guys. Yankees aren't good. Fuck them. They're overrated. I want to see Cole get dominated this weekend when we see him.
That's it. Like I said, man, we got two games in us. We got the wheels rolling. Got that fire under our ass right now. Let's keep the streak going, and let's beat these fucking Yankees tonight, fellas. You know what I mean? Let's do it.
Well, let's fuck these guys up. They're not that good. They're not. I don't see a good team. I see the Yankees.
Listen, you know, they bleed just like us. So I don't care what they say. They know the importance of this game. Fuck it. We got past the Mets. We got past the Orioles. It's time to focus on the Yankees tonight. So,
and all these stuff writing on the page and tweeting at us about all the season's over. Hand your deer in. Ship it to FenwayFaithfulSports.com. Send it over and go fucking watch water polo because you're not a real fucking baseball fan. We're fucking 5 games into the season. Yeah, we know our pitching was going to be fucking rough this year, but me and Dave posted before this fucking new season started, and we're going to post it fucking multiple more times the rest of this fucking time we're a podcast. We're not just fucking fans when we win. We were there in 03 when Boone broke our hearts. Some of us were there in 86 when fucking Buckner let the ball go between his legs. We were there in 99 when we won 40 fucking games and Pedro won 20 of them. All right. So motherfuckers, guess what? 100 team win, 100 team loss. I'm a fucking Sox fan. And me and Dave are ride or die fans. We don't give a fuck. Win, lose, draw, no season, season. We're fucking Red Sox fans. We're part of Red Sox fucking nation. None of this pussy shit or fucking, I guess I can't say pussy shit, soft as baby shit. Oh, our pitching is so bad. Oh, what are we doing without Mookie? Real fans believe. So be a real fucking Red Sox fan. Shut the fuck up. We don't need the obvious state it. And be a fucking fan. And let's go fucking Red Sox.
There you go. I love the passion, Mo. I love it. But you know what, guys? That same passion that Mo and I have, let's take that into this weekend. Let's watch these games. Guys, I want everybody to be safe. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Enjoy the weekend. And get ready for next week's episode, where, of course, you know, we're going to be talking more crazy shit. So, guys, enjoy the weekend. I love you. I'll see you soon. Mo?
You covered most of it. Make sure to check out the new article tomorrow on the first week recap of the Red Sox at FenwayFaithfulSports.com, written by yours truly. We're going to reschedule our guest Sox Talk with our boy Isaac. And, guys, let's go fucking Red Sox. Beat the Yankees.
Let's go Sox. See you soon, guys.
And we're out. I'm about to stop recording.